What is the announcement today?
The announcement is to talk about a novel research team which has been funded by Alberta Heritage Foundation for Medical Research. The key element of the team is that we're working together with decision makers to address research projects of mutual interest. And our focus is on how to improve the care of Albertans with chronic diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney disease, and heart disease.
Well, why do you have to focus on that?
This is a huge health problem. In some ways, it's the biggest health problem of our time. It's a major cause of death, disability, and poor outcomes for patients, and it's a huge use of healthcare resources and healthcare dollars for decision makers.
Now, I understand that you have quite a number of people and agencies who are involved. How far and wide does this team go?
Our team is composed of a little more than 20 members across four Canadian provinces. We have researchers from different fields, such as medicine, nursing, epidemiology, health economics, geography, and psychology. So we have a broad base of people with a wide range of expertise, and geographically we're representative of the larger Canadian makeup.
Now, I saw on the list that you also had someone from the University of Aberdeen.
Yeah, that's right. Marianne Vanderpaul is an expert in certain aspects of economics, which we think are very helpful. How to fund the care of patients, knowing what to do is important, but knowing how best to deliver it in a way that is sustainable is very important. And so we've had to range far and wide for people with the necessary skills. So that's right, Marianne's a key member of our team, despite being based in Aberdeen.
Now, I understand that you've had a number of publications with regard to the treatment of chronic disease and some different things that we could be doing to improve that. Can you give me some examples, please?
Sure. So one of the difficulties about a team with such broad-based expertise is, by nature, our work is fairly diffuse. So I'll give a couple of examples. I think one of the things that I'm most excited about is how to improve the care of people with remote-dwelling people, people that live far away from major medical centers. Here in Alberta, we have lots of such people. They live far away from specialists. They live far away from specialized medical services. But at the same time, they have the same needs as someone who's based right here in the city. So how can we find the areas where the gaps in care are greatest, where the opportunities to improve health are greatest, and what kind of solutions are needed to improve care for those people? We've been focusing on people with chronic kidney disease, with diabetes, who live outside major medical centers. We've been looking at how many of those people see specialists in a timely fashion, how many get the medicines that they need to improve their health, reduce their risk of progression to kidney disease, improve their diabetic control, preserve their vision. And we've been finding out where the gaps in care are clustered. So are there areas where there are bigger opportunities to improve care? What are the reasons for that? Is it because there's no family doctor there? Is it because the people there don't have a clear way of being referred to specialists? Or are there other reasons? And so once we find those gaps, we then have been partnering with decision makers at Alberta Health Services, at Alberta Health and Wellness, and with the renal programs here in the province to figure out ways that we can close those gaps and improve the health of patients.
You've talked a lot about how you're going to find out what the gaps are, but do you have examples right now? What is it that you really know right now about some of those gaps?
So I'll give a couple of examples of solutions. So one of the reasons that there are gaps in care is that there are hundreds of thousands of people are affected. All are at some risk, but some are at much higher risk than others. Where do we focus our efforts first? So one of the things that we've been able to do is to help doctors by providing research that shows how we can use tests together to identify those at high risk. The traditional way of identifying people, for example, with kidney disease is to use a blood-based test. And our research shows that if you use a blood test together with a simple, cheap, easily available urine test, you really narrow down the number of people that are at risk and you identify the people that are at the most potential benefit of treatment. So we find where those people are, those at highest risk. It's a much more manageable number. We locate them, and now we're working with decision makers to design an interventional program that will make it easier for doctors to identify them and easier for doctors to refer them to the services that they need. So that's one example. Another example is, how could you use other health professionals to partner in a team-based approach so that patients outside major medical centers can get most or all of the benefits of being referred into the center without actually having to go there? Those include the use of telehealth. They include the use of nurse-based clinics like the Diabetic Nephropathy Clinic, where nurses are the primary caregivers working with doctors, communicating with doctors by telephone and fax machine. Those are examples of the types of things that we hope to do. A third example is the use of pharmacists to deliver care for people with diabetes or with high blood pressure. Pharmacists are the frontline health professionals for many patients. They see their pharmacists often more often than they see their physicians. And there's an opportunity potentially to have pharmacists lead some aspects of the care delivery. And that's one of the things that we're looking at as well.
The funding that's coming from Alberta Innovates Health Solutions and the AHFMR Endowment Fund, how much is it?
Our team is funded for $5 million over 5 years. Without this funding, our team wouldn't be able to exist, and we think it's really gotten more than the funding. The opportunity, being able to apply for the funding, really got us thinking about how to move in this new direction. Without the opportunity to apply for the grant, we never would have sat down and devised a team that had all these different expertise. We would have likely never forged the kinds of relationship that we have done with decision makers. So it goes beyond the money. I think it's moved us in a new way of thinking and a new way of researching, which in my opinion is going to bear fruit for the next few decades.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for your time.